Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey y'all, we have made it to another Monday, and this is the last beauty mark of season 4. This is a bittersweet feeling because I have really enjoyed sharing the lessons that I've learned and sharing all of these survivor stories with you guys. You know, every finale beauty mark sums up where I am emotionally and mentally, so this one will be no different. But if this is your first time listening to me, my name is Shira Renee, and I am your favorite Jersey girl. And this podcast is for most, and prayerfully soon to be for you, a virtual safe space. In this space, we talk about all the things pertaining to life, love, and relationships. But I love to dive into mental health topics that will help us erase the normal way of thinking so we can tap into who it is God has created us to be. Now, when this season began, I told you guys I was grieving relationships from people that I thought I would have spent more time with. A lot of time has passed, and to be honest, I'm still grieving. Now, if you haven't listened to the previous episode entitled The Time to Heal, I encourage you to listen so you can understand what I'm referring to. But if you did listen to that episode, you would find that I listed 5 stages of grief, and I can honestly say that I am currently on stage 5, which is acceptance. I have accepted that these people are no longer a part of my life, and I have also accepted my part in why they are not. I have accepted that everything and everyone that enters my life is temporary, and I have also accepted that I am grieving some people I have never met and grieving the potential of who I expected these people to be. People always show you who they are, but love and trauma blinds us and gives us rose-colored glasses. There are always will come a day when we get the opportunity to see the reality of things. And hopefully, when your opportunity comes, you will have enough strength to remove yourself from anything or anyone that doesn't align with your brand and or your peace. Growing up as a child, my mom had a friend named Charles, and he would always say the craziest things. I think it's safe to say that we all know a person that is known for saying crazy things or having these weird stories to tell. And their sayings would confuse us at first, but one day we get to a place of understanding and that light bulb moment happens. So for me, that happened a few weeks ago. Now, Charles would always say he's going back to basics. And I never understood what that meant. A few weeks ago, I was sitting in the DMV because I needed to update my license, and I kept hearing his voice telling me it's time for me to get back to basics. It was at that moment when the light bulb turned on and I understood exactly what he meant. So for those of you who don't know, I have been married and divorced not once, but twice. And I have also have an episode titled Things I Wish I Knew Before Getting Married. So if you haven't checked that out, you should check that out too.
One of the cons to being married is all the changes you must make before and or after marriage. And changing my name was one of those things. Now, I remember filling out the paperwork for my name change, and that's when I heard Charles in his voice affectionately calling me his nickname, Shorty. He said, "It's time to get back to basics." I couldn't help but smile because back then I would have looked at him like he was crazy. But this time I knew exactly what that meant, and I knew that that meant it was time to get back to me. It was time for a factory reset in my life. So much has changed from the last time I had my maiden name until this current time of going back to it. There has been so much stress and trauma, tears and pain. But through it all, I have decided to take what I've been through and put everything into this podcast and all other content that I put out. I thought about my life as a phone, and after your phone has stored all that it can hold, it's recommended to factory reset it. And this is what I feel Charles meant when he said it's back to basics. Now, for all my listeners who are not tech savvy, allow me to explain the process. When you perform a factory reset, its sole purpose is to restore the device to its original manufacturing settings. Anything that was causing problems will most likely be wiped out. So think about your life and let that sit for a minute. Anything that was causing problems will most likely be wiped out. So you know, I always have a question. And my last question for you this season is it time to do a factory reset in your life? Do you believe that everything that is attached to you, the people, those places, and things are helping you function the way that the manufacturer, which is God, would want you to operate? Or are these things causing you problems, which means it's time to wipe them out? What about if it's not them? What about if it's for you? It's about you. Or what if it is you? For me, it wasn't about the people. It was my mindset and what I continued to allow. This is why I always say it's time to erase the norm and embrace the truth, because this is what factory resetting looks like in real time. How many things have you thought about concerning who you are or what you want to accomplish, and that ended up being a seed someone else has planted in your head, like a limited belief? How many times have you done something you later regretted because someone suggested it and you took that suggestion and ran with it, and it ended up being not beneficial for you or your life? When my new ID came in the mail and I had the opportunity to hold it in my hands, I knew at that moment I was given another chance to do things the right way. My maiden name may be old, but this opportunity that I've been given is new. This time, I'm a year older and I'm wiser. This time, I have so much more life experience. This time, I have peace of mind, and that is so important to me. I refuse to let anyone steal it again. Now, as we begin to enter the holiday season, I want you to be mindful of the company you keep. Because whether it is romantic or platonic, relationships can drain you and shape you. It can cause you to download or hold on to things that will end up messing you up later, because their thoughts are like spam or viruses that can cause your phone, aka your life, to be affected. Now, this season, I've lost a lot. And to be honest, I've gained even more But the best part is this new version of me I have never met, and I am enjoying getting to know her and the journey. I rest as well as sleep. I know what it's like to be happy on the outside as well as the inside. And my children get a version of their mother they deserved, and that's a healed one. So in closing, my prayer for you is that you do a hard reset or a factory reset for your life. And in the words of my dear sweet Charles, who has now passed away, it's time to get back to basics. Thank you so much for taking this journey of healing, transformation, and discovery with me. Season 4, we supported and survived amazing things. And as always, I want you to remember, you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. Stay tuned for this last week of episodes, and until next season, keep growing.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.